Good morning, my friends. We're going to continue talking, thinking, and meditating on those things around us that call us to be mindful. And they are everywhere, in everything that we become able to be mindful about. Endless opportunities. Seriously. Today I want to invite you to be mindful about the miracles right in front of you as you wake up tomorrow morning. So we'll get prepared for that today. So often we're searching or grumbling or in true sincere pain or distracted, trying to do those now infamous three things at once. And we miss it. We just plain miss the miracles of creation and of presence. So let us be seated. Arrange your body in its comfortable position with your feet on the floor and your hands resting in a place that supports them. And as always, take a moment and several breaths to be aware of the support of the chair as it holds you faithfully, just like it does every day. Be aware of where your body touches that chair and the pressure of those places. Be aware of the pressure of your breath as you draw it in all the way up. Hold it on purpose. And now release it slowly on purpose until you are completely empty. An action somewhat like an accordion, but without noise, is the way that our breath fills our lungs, fills our bodies, brings life in its oxygenation, and releases slowly. And now let your breath fall into its natural rhythm, right there in your belly, in this few moments of quiet. Your eyes gently closed. And now let us become aware of the miracles that greet us when we greet each opening day. We must condition ourselves and one another to find beauty every day because it's there. Now take your imagination to where you were this morning when you were lying in bed. Feel the support of that bed underneath of you and roll over on your back and breathe in that bed. Take a deep breath and revel in the silence or the morning sounds around you. Just notice your own freedom, or the sunlight as it comes into the window. Let yourself be in awe in honoring all of that around you and the one who is asleep on the pillow next to you, or maybe the stillness of being absolutely alone in that wonderful bed. Bring to mind those lifelines in the face of your elders or your contemporaries or yourself. See one of those faces that is beloved to you clearly in your mind's eye and breathe. at the wonder of awakening to a new day. And as Thich Nhat Hanh would often say, you have arrived. Enjoy breathing. And allow your mind to reach back to any of those people who gave birth to you in this life, who loved you into being, as Mr. Rogers used to say. Be aware. Allow those images, or one image in particular, to stand out in your mind as you lay in bed tomorrow and as you sit today, breathing. A creative force that is within us and around us and in all of the miracles of real life as we live and breathe it today, right now. And right now, imagine the iris of your eye, the last time you looked in a mirror close up for just a second. And the light that refracts off of that iris, what color is it? Does it change in the light? What kind of lines are around your eye today? Just notice and return your awareness to that iris and the flecks of color in it as you look closely. In some ways, there are rainbows in our eyes, right in that iris, that allows us, through the pupil, to see the rest of the world around us every day. You may even find every color of the rainbow in your iris tomorrow morning when you look in the mirror, if you look closely and mindfully. The incredible gift of our creation as you awaken today. And last, imagine yourself backing away a bit from that mirror and see in yourself all of the million miracles that are within every part of you. Bones and ligaments and tendons and skin that covers all of those bones and ligaments and tendons in just the right way. Be aware of your muscles that move your neck and your feet and your lungs as you take that next breath. It occurred to me today that if the golden rule is correct, that we love our God and love our neighbor as we love ourselves, then we need to find that love for ourselves and for the Creator God who made us. And when we find that love, mindfully and deeply, as we greet the day in the morning, we just might begin to finally end those patterns of destruction of humanity and move towards a more cooperative existence, one that sustains and heals and regenerates, one that no longer sucks the life out of things, but returns with every breath and each moment of mindfulness, the miracles of life, loving kindness, and the miraculous way in which everyone, ourselves included, are miracles. Reflect on this and take it with you out into the world tomorrow. As you wake up, take the time to become mindful. Namaste. Amen.